As I lay in a fog of unconsciousness, my eyes locked with the house cat, Beowulf, who had been quietly watching from his perch atop a stack of sacred texts. Through the smoke of the mysterious herbs the humans were burning, Beowulf gave me a conspiratorial wink. Before I could decipher the enigmatic gesture, Beowulf stumbled and knocked over a candle, causing the flame to pirouette in the darkness. The humans seemed oblivious to the spilled candle, their focus fully absorbed in ritual. Eyes fixed on the altar, and hands moved with graceful purpose as they wove their spells. But as the fire's tendrils creeped across the room like a snake roused from its slumber, it became clear that something was awry. The flames licked and hissed at the corners of the room, the fire's hunger and intensity increasing with each passing moment. I inhaled the smoke and felt an intense desire to be one with the fire. And so I reached out and made contact. A strange energy coursed through my body. Something trembled within me like a kraken stirring in its watery grave. An ancient, dormant force. My body began to grow and change, my scales shimmering and shifting as I took on a new form. As the fire grew, so did I. My limbs elongated and new wings unfurled, my bones and muscles stretching and expanding to accommodate my new size. My head grew larger and dragon-like, my jaw widening and my teeth sharpening into deadly points. The fire raged, but I didn't burn. I was a phoenix rising from the ashes,